This is Ozarks at Large for a Friday. With me on the phone as he travels through Johnson County is Michael Tilley, the city editor, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm traveling through areas. I hope we don't lose our connection.
This is kind of a homecoming for you. That's near around where you grew up, right?
Right, just a little north. I'm just an old Johnson County farm boy.
An interesting article you've posted this week about Whirlpool and a well ban, and who knew what when.
Yes, it's I forget who said this gets curiouser and curiouser, but here we go with this. And, you know, Whirlpool, we've had all kinds of stories from Whirlpool and from city government about when this began. And just by way of background, what this is there's a pollutant called TCE, and I'm not going to try to say the word that stands for, but it's a nasty little chemical that cancer, and it can even break down into something called vinyl chloride, which is even nastier. And it's apparently seeped out from the former Whirlpool manufacturing plant there in Fort Smith, and so the issue is how much of it is out there, how large an area, how dangerous is it, is it moving, where's it? I mean, there's just so many unanswered questions. And back in June of 2012, Whirlpool just tried to get the city of Fort Smith to pass this little ordinance, try to get it under the radar, to try to protect, you know, their corporate interests and really not protect the interests of the residents. And it's funny, the main part of that story, we talk about how the Whirlpool attorney, Robert Chase, from there in Fayetteville, said, hey, you know, if you'll just do this, this will probably be satisfactory. And he admits in his letter, says, now, we haven't contacted ADEQ, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, but we think they'll be satisfied with this. So city officials thankfully had the presence of mind to call ADEQ, and the ADEQ folks are like, no, we don't even know who Robert Jones is, and we're not sure we'd be satisfied with that at all. Hmm. So it just goes to the chutzpah of Whirlpool, of what they're willing to try to push through, and it's just further proof that they bear watching in all of this. I mean, if they, if they told me that the sun came up in the east, I'd probably still get up just to check.
Where now? Where now? Because there is still this contamination problem. Whirlpool is gone.
Well, that's the question. You know, Aaron Brockovich's firm has come in, and they've said that they've conducted some independent testing. We hope to get some results back from that. We've been trying to contact them. ADEQ and Whirlpool are apparently working on a plan, and that's another interesting point. Whirlpool told city officials here recently that they had submitted their plan to ADEQ and just waiting for ADEQ to, you know, sign off or whatever. Well, the truth was ADEQ had sent some points back to Whirlpool and said, you know, please work on these issues and then get back to us. So, again, Whirlpool wasn't exactly forthcoming on the process. But the best we can tell is that the city of Fort Smith is waiting on Whirlpool and ADEQ to agree to some type of mitigation plan. And, you know, Kyle, what we don't know is what that may or may not do in terms of the property owner's interest there. You know, is there some procedure to buy them out? Because essentially their value is now zero. I mean, if you're sitting on a toxic plume, who is going to buy your property?
This is the first time I'm going to bring up the gubernatorial race in 2014 by saying someone's not running. Davey Carter has announced via an email statement that he will not seek the Republican nomination.
Right, and I think the official line for Mr. Carter, and I haven't seen the news this morning, but we knew it was coming out. There was some of us reporters were talking yesterday, but and Jason Tolbert with Roby Brock's Talk Business website had something on it. But the official line Carter's going to put out is that Mike Ross, who's running as Democrat, and Asa Hutchinson, who's running as Republican, and Bill Halter, to some extent, who's also a Democrat, have already soaked up a lot of money. They've already captured a lot of the commitments from groups and from some of the political influencers in Arkansas. And, you know, it's just not, there's not enough room to get in now. It's, you know, it's almost too late to play. But he also, I think he's going to go back to a private sector job that's going to pay him well. And he'll, I mean, obviously he'll still be Speaker of the House through 2014, but, he's out, and I don't think he's out though forever.
Oh, he's a young man.
Yes, and he proved he proved a lot of us and some of us in the media wrong. I mean, when he had that coup d'etat, so to speak, against Terry Rice of Waldron. You know, Terry was the de facto Speaker of the House, and the last minute, Davey pulled together just a, like I said, an overthrow, and has managed the House. He managed the House well. The first Republican Speaker, you know, in 180 or whatever, since Reconstruction. And so he, by all accounts, everyone thinks he did a great job, is politically astute, great strategy, helps bring people together, knows how to build some collaborative teams. And so I don't think he's finished. And I wouldn't be surprised if 2018, if we see a Senate race or AT race or a governor's race, he'll have some kind of future in Arkansas politics still.
Now that we have five people announced, you have former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, former Congressman Mike Ross seeking the Democratic nomination. You have former Congressman Asa Hutchinson. You have Curtis Coleman and State Representative Deborah Hobbs of Rogers seeking the GOP. Do you think we might have the full slate of candidates?
Wow. I would hate to predict that. Since it's an open election, you know, Governor Beebe is not a... There could be one or two more come late summer after July 4th, that type of thing. I just think there's still some folks who say, you know, why not? I may not win, but this is a good way to start building name ID for future races. But if you want to get in now, you better have some money. You better have a good message. You better have some confidence that you can pull it off. Ross and Halter and Hutchinson do have a lot of commitments already in the bag, have a lot of money, either money in the bag or money committed, and it's going to be tough to break in and peel some of those folks off.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. He's driving through Johnson County safely. Michael, we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Good talking to you, Kyle.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsburg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10 p.m. On this Friday edition of Shades of Jazz, we'll hear music from a Little Rock native, one of the great tenor saxophonists, John Stubblefield, and also from New Orleans, Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, Doug Sides, and much more. That's this Friday at 10 p.m. on Shades of Jazz.